We have two families in here up here. The white people. There's a man down in front of the Mr. B. He is married to a Mexican woman.
When did he come here?
I don't know where.
And he wasn't born here.
No, he wasn't born here. And there is another old man. He's an old man about my age or so. Married with a little woman, younger than him. They told me here about 2 years ago.
Well, now tell me, when somebody dies here,
yes.
What do you do? Do you have a ceremony?
Well, we're taking, yes, sir. Now we have the facility. We just go to the funeral home and bring him in there and bury him, and then bring him in and bury him in the cemetery. It's a lot of money, of course. You can do that. You have.
What did you do before that? Before you had those facilities?
We just burned him here. There are no services. When the people die, when a person dies, his family and neighbors and friends, they get together and what we call them velados, you know. I don't know how you call that in English. When you stay all night. All night in a place there.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you understand what
yes,
I mean.
Sir,
well,
what mean.
Well, and then next day we take him to the cemetery. The same carpenter here, they build the coffin for it.
Is that the coffin?
And we take him in a cart or whatever vehicle were available to take it to the cemetery. Then when the trucks came in, we used to have a small pickup to take him over there. We have no ambulance.
So, do the carpenters here still make the coffins, or do you buy them?
No, you buy them. You see, all what you got to do nowadays, you see, you just go to the funeral home, and they take out and do all the service for you. And they send them the statement, $1,000.
Well, I know, Mr. Gonzalez, that you've seen a lot of changes here. Since,
yes.
Now, what do you think the biggest changes have been, you know, from the Mexican culture to the culture that's moving in here? What changes have you seen in your time?
Well, in the first place, the language, you see. And then after, costumes. We got some Americanized in some way, you see.
How is that?
We have to keep the same luxury that American people used to have, the same facilities. Like any modern people used to have here now. People who can afford to buy a expensive automobile, he like to have it.
What about something?
Years before, we have nothing but oxen carts here, and one was pulled by mules. Some went to the people, they had buggies pulled by horse.
What about something like that?
Something what?
The thing right there. The right here. Next to the chair.
Oh, I mean, television set. We call it a Spanish driveway. Some people, most of the people, like I said, we had many changes.
Buenas tardes,
pásale.
Aquí le traigo a Alberto.
¿Qué tiene Alberto?
Una ropa.
Ah, una ropa.
Ahí nomás se la pone.
Sí, señor.
Es vestida,
gracias. 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 That's another facility now.
No.
Yeah, before when I was. Everything was done in the house. The house was, I mean, my mother,
would
she
like
had
to
take all the
care. Huh? Would you like to hang that up now?
Hang it up.
So you say that, would you have had a television before?
Yes, no. Television, that television, you call it in Spanish, televisor. Now everybody want to have one. We'll have it here.